Yeah, we've been locked down a bit, you know, due to COVID. Our lodge caught COVID. Obviously, all us brothers here, we live in one lodge down in Flinders, which is the SVO yard, Serious Violent Offenders. So we're here for a long run, you know what I mean? So we all ended up with COVID, which was unfortunate. So yeah, we had a 15, 16 day lockdown, which getting locked down for 16 days is, you know, you get to miss phone calls with your family, this, that, like birthdays go past, and or you just want to have connection with your family, you know, which is the biggest thing at the moment. Yeah, because some of us fellas here, like, we're not from Victoria.
Yes.
We come into the system not knowing anything, and then we meet all the brothers, because where I come from, it's like 85-90% Indigenous incarcerated. So yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge my people as well, the Yarra and Warramunga people from Tennant Creek, the Warramunga people and the Yarra people from Broome. And I just want to acknowledge who I am. Coming down here and not knowing the system and walking into Victorian jail, I'm like, shit, look, that's where all the black fellas are. I'm going straight there, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because that's me, that's my culture, that's my people. So, like, we know where we're from and we know who we are as Indigenous people. It doesn't really matter where you're from. It matters about who you are and what nationality you are. And we're Aboriginal, Indigenous, Torres Strait Islander. We're strong people that need to carry on what's left from the older people we learned from. So it's a bit hard when you spend most of your life in jail, and you know, it gives you time to think, and you want to give back to your people, especially your kids, you know, like, especially for my son and daughter.
Yes.
This is my 19th admission as an adult, and my plans are to get out of prison and be there for my kids. That's my number one goal, is to be there for my kids, but I've got to look after myself before I can look after anybody else. So that's what I've been, you know, like, practicing to keep my mind strong and my heart strong for what's important in life. And being surrounded by all these brothers here, we all got the same morals, we've got the same heartbreak. We all got kids out there, like, even, you know, like, I'm fortunate that my in-laws, I'd like to give a shout out to Jeanon for looking after my kids. My kid's grandmother, she's taking my kids in, and like, words can't even express how I feel, and I just want to say thank you for looking after my kids.